Tempest Avenue. I still live there, and nothing much has changed in this point. Mr. Ford's retired, Mr. Law lives next door, my mother lives down the street. My son is now 16, but everything else is true. Tempest Avenue. It is 5 a.m, and I am standing in the half-light bedroom holding our son. He's finally asleep, and I lay him gently in the cot, trying not to rattle the toy bear attached to the bars. Next door, Mr. Lowe is having a dream about the glassworks at Stairfoot. Look, all the workers have turned to glass. What a strange dream. Across the road, Mr. Ford is cycling out of his drive to the pit. He cycles during the week, takes the car at weekends. Down the street, my mam is standing at the kitchen window, looking at our house, thinking, our Ian will be asleep. I hope Mr. Ford's squeaky cycle doesn't wake him up. And I'm being careful, so careful with these words, laying them gently into this poem, turning to the door.